Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Happy Thursday. Weekend is inside. Honestly, kind of feels like this week's going by kind of quick. Maybe it's just me. I don't know about you, Robin.
Yeah, it's going by very quick.
It's going by.
It is.
Here with Robin Cole. She's the executive director of Pawnee Mental Health, and it's back to school. K-State started Monday for our public schools. This is the second week for them to be in session. So we're in, and then we were talking over break a little bit. It's been pretty cool. Like yesterday was fantastic. I think Tuesday, maybe Monday, it's been kind of a cool week. And that's going to change here, unfortunately, here in the next few days into the week and a little bit, get back to more seasonable temperatures. But with the students back, with public schools back, you feel that kind of shift in just an environment. A little bit here in Manhattan area. And with that, I'm sure that's something for folks at Pawnee Mental Health, something to kind of monitor a little bit, because it can be kind of, it's a fun time, but it could also be a stressful time, especially as we get closer to holidays and those sort of things. It gets busy around this area.
Yes, it does. And at Pawnee Mental Health, we conclude our summer usually or typically with a summer camping opportunity for the children we serve who have serious emotional disturbances. And that's a group of members of our community that I think the community doesn't often think about. But in the state of Kansas, there is the recognition that there are some children who have serious emotional needs. And so there's something called an SED waiver, or a serious emotional disturbance waiver, which is which provides the means for children to access treatment services that they need that maybe are sometimes more intensive than what could be addressed just by meeting with a therapist on an intermittent basis. But at the end of summer, we provide a summer camping opportunity for these children at Rock Springs Ranch. It's a 2.5-day summer camping opportunity where we have just children with serious emotional disturbances who have the opportunity to experience a typical summer camp experience with our staff that are trained in working with people with serious emotional disturbances, or working with children with serious emotional disturbances. And so we capped summer off with that, and then no sooner than we get that done, then we turn right around and start working with these same children and others as they're entering school. And school can be quite an adjustment after a summer of leisure and relative lack of structure. To return back into the school environment can definitely be an adjustment. And so we do a number of different things to help provide support to children, their families, and the teachers in the school districts.
And let's get back to this here in just a second. Yeah. But we do have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take that. Go ahead, caller.
Thank you so much for all of your efforts. You know, we need a widened and expanded Pawnee Mental Health. Not only the stress and the change coming through school and out of school, the stresses of the involvements of adulthood. You see out here on the street a lot of people who have an anger level about that type of feeling of an obligation in their activities, and they've withdrawn into themselves, and other than being able to fly under the radar, not being involved with the police, and other than a few social workers that they are involved with, they're unfortunate anger levels or withdrawn levels or concern about their ability or inability to fit into society isolates them, and they'll never probably seek help because they've been able to find a functioning point in life. And you don't realize when you go around town and on your daily life patterns that these people are walking past you and suffering in their own silence. Thank you so much for all your efforts that Pawnee Mental Health does. We need a widened. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. You bring to mind the program we offer in mental health first aid, which is a 8-hour certification course for members of the community, for the layperson who interacts with individuals or who has an opportunity to interact with individuals in our community who may be suffering from mental illness and don't know what resources are available or aren't reaching out. And, you know, not everybody opens the door for conversations. Not everybody is interested in visiting with individuals about who they are or what their needs are or that kind of thing. But when there is an opportunity, when a door does open for a conversation or for interaction, it's nice to have the skills or nice to have a toolbox that you can pull something out of and say, you know, hey, do you know that that there are services available? You know, might you be interested? Is there anything I can do to help you? And so if you or other members of the community are interested in having the tools in the Mental Health First Aid Toolbox at your avail, give us a call at 587-4300. We have classes scheduled throughout the year that are designed to equip and train the community in knowing how to respond to individuals they encounter in the community with mental illnesses.
Well said, and good comments from the caller. Again, 785-537-1350 if you want to get patched in here to InFocus and speak with Robin Cole, who is the executive director of Pawnee Mental Health. And a lot of great points brought up there, and let's kind of take that back to the whole back to school topic and how that all that's related. And I know you work with the school districts.
We work often with a number of school districts. You know, we go into the schools really on a on invitation kind of a basis. And so some schools are better equipped than others to be able to respond to the mental health or emotional needs of the schools or of the children in their district. But we're in schools in Pottawatomie County, Marshall County, Riley County, Geary County, and Clay County, providing services to children who have mental health needs. And part of what we have found is helpful about being in the schools is a lot of times it's very difficult for parents to arrange their schedule, to pull their children out of school, bring them to the office for mental health services, whether that's during the school day or whether that is, you know, in the evenings or, you know, on days off. But this provides students and their families an opportunity to speak with a therapist on the school grounds, and it's less disruptive to the child's schedule. We do this, again, through an agreement with the school. We do this with the permission of the parents, and so the parents are actively involved in decision-making about which children we see. We only work with or would provide therapy to children whose parents have consented to that. The other thing that having a therapist in the schools allows us to do is it allows us to evaluate children who might have serious emotional disturbances, who would benefit from case management services or attendant care services, you know, services that are more appropriate for children who have more special needs. And so it opens the door for opportunities to meet the needs of these children. And when their mental health needs are being addressed, then that improves the likelihood of their academic success. And that really is what's important here, is that we don't want mental illness or emotional disturbances to interfere with a child's ability to learn and a child's ability to acquire knowledge and information and to progress through the school year. And so it really is an important kind of a partnership between Pawnee Mental Health and the schools.
And how long has that partnership been going on?
You know, each partnership is different in length. Again, we are in the schools by invitation of the schools. And so we have some schools where we're just starting services up this year. We have others where we've been present for a number of years. So we're always open to opportunities to go into the schools to serve. and certainly recognize that there are lots of unmet needs in the communities that we provide services.
Brady Bowman here with Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Robin, just a couple minutes left before we move on and send you back out in the rain, I guess.
Yes, yes.
Hopefully you're not parked too far away from the door.
I have my umbrella. So
there, good.
I'm in good shape.
I don't know where my umbrella is. I need to find it.
Yes, you do.
I need to find it. But before we go, let's kind of look ahead to September a little bit because September is Recovery Month.
Yes, and we have a lot of activities going on in September. This is sort of the time of year where things start picking up, and we are going to be out and about in the community at a number of different venues. I might mention first of all that on Wednesday, August 29th, we have a fundraiser at IHOP here in Manhattan from 2 to 10 o'clock in the evening. If you go in and eat your meal, and you show IHOP a flyer that's available either hard copy or electronic, then they'll give a portion of the proceeds of your meal to Pawnee Mental Health. We will be at Purple Power Play on August 30th and 31st, so if you'd like some information, come by the booth, and we'd be glad to see you then. We also will be in Junction City at the Business Expo on September 5th. And then we have another event coming up at Freddy's on September 18th, where we'll again be in the community, and Freddy's will be giving a portion of the proceeds from the sales that evening to Pawnee Mental Health. So lots of things happening in the community. Pawnee will be out and about, and there'll be lots of opportunities for interacting with us in the public.
We'll see you out there.
Yes, please come by. And again, please contact us about our Presenting Pawnee virtual tour of the mission of our organization. The next and the first event is on Wednesday, August 29th from 12 to 1 at Pawnee Mental Health at 2001 Claflin Road.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming in, Robin.
Yep, thank you. It's good to see you again.
Always. Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole, she's always here the third or fourth Thursday of every month she's in on In Focus. When we come back, we'll speak with Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism Game Warden Ben Jedlicka. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.